I'm now in another part of the Museum of Science and Industry in Manchester, and I've walked into a place I've not been before, and I've got Catherine Rushmore, a curator, and she's going to explain a little bit about this display and what it's called.
Okay, so this is the Computing in Manchester display. It's found in the Electricity Gallery, which is part of the 1830s warehouse, and here it's telling the story of various developments in computers that have happened in Manchester. So we've got Douglas Hartree's differential analyzer, well, half of it anyway, which is actually a volunteer project where they're getting it into working order again. So it'll now draw a curve, and they're happy to demonstrate that to groups who want to come in on Tuesday. We've got information panels on the board. We've got a little demonstration of binary there. We've got a Pegasus, a Franti Pegasus. We've got some other smaller but ancient computers. Oh, and a ZX Sinclair, Sinclair ZX81. And we've got a PET. We've got some various types of memory stores, large disks, small disks. We've got material relating to Baby and Mark 1 also.
Okay, thank you very much, Catherine.